From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is headed to South Asia this week. He'll visit Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia, part of the Trump administration's increased focus on what they're calling the Indo-Pacific region. Pompeo's not going empty-handed. On Monday, he announced $113 million of new initiatives in the region. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
The new funds are targeted to boost investments in tech, energy, and infrastructure in the region. Christy Govella teaches Asian studies at the University of Hawaii at Manoa.
So it's an important symbol and a signal that despite the major announcements about tariffs and other kinds of protectionist initiatives, the U.S. is still interested and committed to Asia.
Even given the U.S. withdrawal from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, Secretary of State Pompeo is calling the $113 million a down payment for future initiatives. Again, Christy Govella.
But it's not a tremendous amount of money in relative terms.
Especially when compared with the tens of billions of dollars China is pumping into the region. But, says Shrupa Gupta at the University of Mary Washington, the U.S. isn't trying to match China in that way.
China brings in money through its government corporations, and we don't do that.
She says the U.S. is focused much more on easing access for American businesses to work in the region. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.